Snipers, you have to see what's happening in the Bitcoin price right now. This is an emergency 1 a.m. update to let you guys know that there is a Fed's meeting tomorrow to increase interest rates, potentially 50 to a 100 basis point increase. This is going to give us a lot of answers. Let's just talk about the facts today and dive straight into the charts. The first thing I want to mention is an update to the Celsius situation. Because we are looking for a Celsius bottom right now, they currently have a liquidation price of $14,000. That's 35% below the current price of Bitcoin. And so for the bears that are expecting this coordinated effort to potentially get Celsius to become insolvent or bankrupt, $14,000 is their current liquidation price as they add more collateral to their MakerDAO position. That's on the table. Let's just keep that in mind. If you're expecting Celsius to become insolvent and get liquidated, $14,000 is now their liquidation price. Now, let's dive into the charts and just talk facts. Bitcoin is playing inside of the range with a resistance of 23,795 and a support of $19,000, which would also put us below the 2018 previous all-time high. We have currently tested not just the 200-week moving average, but also the 50-month moving average. Now, typically, when an asset will reach a final destination, this is a technical rule, it will reach that destination and immediately turn right back around, not have a cup of coffee, not give leverage traders time to enter into positions. And because we are currently having a cup of coffee at the midpoint of this range, we have to assume that this is not the final destination for Bitcoin, that it could either continue further down to the next level of support or even potentially break the current resistance. And so right now, we clearly have not found a final destination. I think we will get more answers tomorrow as the Feds begin to give us the next interest rate hikes and what that's going to be. And for Ethereum right now, you can see the range that we were playing in had a support of 1165 that we've currently broke, putting $900 now on the table as the major support and a resistance of 1165. We will continue to monitor this price action. And what's very interesting to me right now is that the gold to Bitcoin chart is above the 100-week moving average, indicating that a bottom is closer than it is further. And I say that because in the past, you can see we, over the last 5 years, have never come further above the 100-week moving average. Every time we've come above the 100-week moving average, we've eventually seen downside in this chart, which means Bitcoin strengthens. And so we've never come above the 200-week moving average. We are inside of this pocket right now between the 100-week and 200-week. So that is a very good puzzle piece on the table to assume a bottom is closer than anything. And then if we look at what's happening to revolving parts, Bitcoin against SPY has already come down to test its 200-week moving average for the first time. And it looks like because the 50-month moving average is right there, currently yet to get tested, that there is still potential downside for Bitcoin against the SPY to at least at a minimum come and test this 50-month moving average. And so that also assumes a final destination has not been met yet. And then revolving parts, Japan down 1% right now, China up 2% in futures. And so we are seeing a yo-yo effect in markets. Some markets are up, some markets are down. But what we do know is that we have the Fed speaking tomorrow, and that is going to cause Bitcoin to have a volatile move, and it certainly does not look like we've reached our final destination. And so we will continue to monitor price action, snipers, as always, but I wanted to make sure I got out the facts to you guys. This Celsius situation is a big deal. Technicals are 10% and fundamentals are 10%. 80% is market psychology. And so when the fundamentals outweigh the technicals, we have to take them into consideration regardless of what the technicals say. And so right now, Celsius potentially becoming insolvent or bankrupt. They still have their withdrawals locked up for their users. Over a $10 billion company right now, potentially on the verge of bankruptcy. What we're clearly seeing in the markets right now is all leverage being wiped out. So whoever these market makers are, whoever is coordinating these efforts, they already took down Luna and Terra. Now they are after Celsius, and they currently have a liquidation price of $14,000. So let's see what happens. We are looking for what we're going to call a Celsius bottom. Hopefully, more of these companies do not get into hot waters like BlockFi and Nexus. And so so much right now happening in the cryptocurrency market, it doesn't look like Bitcoin has reached its final destination. That is very clear. If we reach the final destination, we will immediately turn right back around. We will not get time to be entering into massive leveraged positions. Every time we've reached the bottom for Bitcoin, it was during extreme fear, extreme hysteria, and you never had time to coordinate leveraged positions. And so I don't know what to say, snipers, other than the fact that we have to be patient and we have to have hope and faith that this will be over soon and that we are closer to the end than the start. And so with that, thank you all for tuning into this emergency 1 a.m. update. I will see you all next time. Let's see what happens with this Fed's meeting. Snipers, out.